you're listening to The Mind Garden. Welcome to today's podcast. Today I'm going to be talking about something that we all have to deal with. That's change. And I'm going to be looking at different skills that we can develop in life to cope with that change. You see, change is an inevitable part of life. It might be a major life change like a new job, a move to a new city or a breakup. Or it could be something quite significant like changes in our health. We may be losing our mobility. Or say, for example, our vision may be changing or our hearing. We can all experience changes in the way that we function as we get older. And those changes can leave us feeling quite desperate. But then there's the little changes that happen every day. But nevertheless, change, as I said, is inevitable, and it's something that we have to deal with on a daily basis. But why is change so hard for many of us? Well, it's because we're creatures of habit, really. We like things to stay the same because it feels safe, and we want to feel comfortable, don't we? And when things change, it can throw us right off balance and leave us feeling overwhelmed and anxious. Especially if those changes, like I mentioned before, are things to do with our health. And we can feel our health declining and we start to feel old, less useful. We're not able to take part anymore in the things that we enjoyed the way that we could before. And because of that, the social circles that we used to mix in, they become smaller, don't they? So how do we manage this change? What do we do when this happens? Because as we age, our health declines. It doesn't matter who we are. For some people, it may be faster than others. It may be more significant than others. But we do all experience changes in the way that we navigate life as we get older. So how do we manage it? And how do we embrace those changes more effectively? Well, here are a few strategies that might help you to sort of find your way through a little bit more easily. Maybe you're going through change right now, and I hope if you are, this podcast is beneficial to you in some way. So the first thing to remember is acknowledge your feelings. Acknowledge the way that you feel. It's normal to feel a whole range of emotions when we're going through change. We might feel sadness, fear, anxiety, or even excitement depending on what that change is. But the first step to coping with change of any kind is acknowledging and accepting that our feelings are normal, they're valid, and it is how we are feeling. And because it's how we are feeling, we are unique human beings. They're our feelings and we own them and they're real. So we must acknowledge the way we're feeling. Whatever those feelings may be, don't try to push them away or pretend they don't exist because you feel foolish, or because you feel other people might be fed up of listening to you. Please give yourself permission to feel and express those feelings. The next thing is focus on the things that you can control. You know, some things feel like they're going out of our control. Like maybe we've had a fallout with family, or maybe, like I said before, maybe it's our health that we're struggling with, or maybe we're frightened of losing our job. And these changes can feel terrifying because everything seems uncertain. We don't know what the future holds. And that can make us feel powerless. But even in the middle of all this, we must get that power back and start to feel more powerful rather than powerless. So there are things we can control and focus on. Like, for example, our thoughts and our reactions. And by doing this, we'll start to feel more empowered and we'll start to build up our strength again, our self-confidence. So we really need to focus on thinking positive rather than negative. The next thing is to try and stay connected, because change of any kind can be really isolating. So it's important to stay connected to people who support us. Now, we may have quite a wide circle of people, which will have inevitably reduced once we start going through these changes, because we soon, there is a famous saying here, which is you find out who your friends are when you're going through difficulties. So when you're going through change, you'll find that a lot of your friends start to drop away. But there will be the ones that remain, the ones that are valuable and a really valid part of your circle. Stay connected with these people, because these will be the people who give you emotional support. You can even think about joining a support group or talking to other people who may have gone through similar things that you're going through. And this can be really helpful. It can be comforting. But for many people listening, maybe you're one of them, maybe you're not, joining a support group and talking to people about how you feel might be the worst thing you could possibly imagine in the whole world. But for others, it can be helpful. So it's all about recognising that you yourself are unique and you have different ways of coping. But one thing that we do tend to do when we find change becoming overwhelming, we tend to retreat into ourselves. We tend to think that we know what people are thinking. So we imagine that people are sick of hearing about it, that they don't want to be bothered with us because it's the same old, same old. And we create this dialogue in our mind about what other people are thinking. And that makes us retract into ourselves even more, go into our shell. It's important that we don't do that, that we try and stay connected, because it makes us feel more like a human being when we're around people. The next thing is practice self-care, because when we're going through a difficult time or a significant change, it's more important than ever to take care of ourselves. So the things that we need to look at is trying to get enough sleep, trying to eat reasonably healthy foods, and exercising regularly. Even if that's only going for a little walk around the park or to the top of the street, you need to be moving. Because when we get out, when we get fresh air, when we get sunshine on our body, that really changes our mood. It really lifts us. And breathing in fresh air helps our lungs to work better. So we really need to look at looking after ourselves and getting involved in things that make you happy, such as reading a good book. But if those changes have affected your vision, for example, then reading might not be possible, but audiobooks are possible. So try and stay connected to the things that you enjoy. Listening to music, or just embracing nature. It's all important for keeping us healthy and happy when we're going through change. And the next thing is embrace the opportunity to grow. If you can no longer be involved in the things that you used to enjoy, which sometimes happens and it can be really, really hurtful, and for some people it can be debilitating. But don't think that's the end of the road. There are lots of new things that we can learn and experience. So when one thing doesn't work for us, we have to look at another one and try and get involved in something else that's new. Try and shift your perspective, you know, to what you're gaining rather than what you've lost or what you're losing. Think about what new skills you can develop and what new experiences you can have. You see, by embracing change as an opportunity to grow, you'll be better equipped to get through life's little changes better and in a stronger way. So there you have it, some strategies for coping with change. But remember, as I mentioned before, change is inevitable. It's a part of life, but it doesn't have to be a source of fear and anxiety. So by acknowledging our feelings and really accepting them as real and focusing on the things we can control rather than the things we can't, and staying connected, practicing self-care and embracing the opportunity to grow, we can get through life's little transitions and changes with much more confidence and resilience. So if you're a person who's going through change right now, however painful that may be, I really hope this podcast has helped you in some way. You've been listening to The Mind Garden, the place where we plant a seed and something beautiful can grow. My name's Julie Kelly, and every week I'll be bringing you a podcast and sharing new experiences, life stories, and little tips and tricks to expand and grow our minds. Please like, share, and comment on this podcast. Let us know what you think, and let's work together to build happier, healthy communities.